Happy Motivation Monday, kings and queens. It's your girl, Miss Fern. I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, my Motivational Monday podcast. And I do this for you. I do it for me as well, because we got to stay motivated. It is not easy, especially at the beginning of a week on a Monday. So I hope that this touches you where it needs to and gives you some motivation for today, for this week, and for whenever you are tuned in. I titled this Do Something, and I mean just that. Do something, kings and queens. Do something for yourself and for your happiness. Take control of your happiness today. And the reason I say that is because there's so much going on in this world we live in, and we just don't know what the next day holds. We don't know what the next hour holds. I was looking at the date today, and 6 years ago on this date, my cousin, God rest his soul, my cousin passed away. He was only 17 years old, and he had a disorder where he suffered from seizures quite a bit. And as I just sat and reflected today and looked at how my aunt's life has been since her son has been gone, I'm like, wow, we really don't know what the next day holds, what the next hour holds, what the next minute holds. The only one that knows that is God. So we really got to take the time to do something for ourselves, to do something for our happiness, to do something that feels right. You know, I also was having a conversation with a woman that I go to church with, and she's a mother of six, and we were having an amazing conversation over the weekend and just talking about things that we go through in life. Not saying that it's bad, just having a very productive conversation, right? And she's a mom of six, she's a wife, and she even said, Fern, I don't know sometimes if I have time to hear from God or if I'm doing what's right because I don't hear from God. And that also made me think, man, we got to do something. We got to do something for ourselves to get better, not only physically, emotionally, and mentally, but spiritually as well. All of it's important. Mental health, physical health, all types of health are important. So we have to do something. And when I say do something, I don't mean do something extravagant. It could simply be meditating. And I know I've spoke about meditating quite a few times, but it can be meditating. It can be just taking a drive to get a peace of mind, to get a breath of fresh air, taking a walk around the block just to make yourself feel better. Do something for yourself, for you to feel good inside and outside. Drinking more water, taking those baby steps little by little each day. But as long as you're taking some steps and you're doing something to better yourself, to better your health, to better your emotional and your mental health, spending time with loved ones, because we really don't know what the next day holds for our loved ones or for ourselves. So when that loved one comes to your mind, instead of sending them a text message or looking at their Facebook page to see how they're doing, give them a call. Call them to really see how they're doing, to really talk to them and have that connection with them. And I know that this world we live in today is busy, y'all. I get it. I understand completely, but we got to do something to be better and better each day and to help us get to where we need to be, but to hone in on what's really going on around us with our loved ones, with our health, and to really just be cognizant of what we're doing. Are we doing some things that really don't amount to anything, or are we doing some things that help us get towards our happiness, help us get towards our freedom financially, our freedom when it comes to our health, our knowledge when it comes to our spiritual growth. So that's my encouragement for you today. Take some steps to do something towards your greatness. Something each and every day, even if that something is taking a pause, taking a break, taking a time out on one day. But you're doing something for you, for your health, for your future, for your happiness. I pray that this encourages you. As always, please share this podcast, Kings and Queens. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. As always, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. Have a blessed one. If you'd like to connect, please follow me on Instagram at miss_fernmorgan. Have a blessed one, and I'll talk to you guys real soon.